Follow the show on Twitter at Boomer and Rhett. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Are you kidding me?
Sitting by the streets, just counting the cars.
Kind of catching on me here a little bit.
Coney Island. Love Coney Island.
It's Coney Hatch.
I'm not sure it is.
You donkeys.
I'm not sure it is.
The rat race.
Now just shush. Listen to this chorus. Get ready. Oh.
Sing it for us.
By the monkey bars.
Yeah! This is when we get the I hate you guys, now this is going to be in my head all day again.
All weekend. We won't talk till Monday, these boys.
Okay, so you're liking it now, right?
Oh, this is a classic.
You've come around on it.
I've kind of come around.
Yeah.
I don't, right. Again, six songs, impossible.
That's all I need.
This one song, six times? Sure.
Calgary Flames.
Shush. Shush, just shush for a second.
Is everything loud? Or is every?
Can you just shush for a second? Jason?
Swinging stars.
Hit it, Jason.
Year was 1974, and a young Dean Boomer Malberg entered the world. Today is Boom Boom's 40th birthday.
Tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Boomer, from everyone here at Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Yeah.
Boom Boom!
Oral! And true to form, you donkeys messed it up.
Why?
Hey? It's not my birthday.
Well,
come
when
on,
is
it's
it?
Your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Well, we can't do it tomorrow. I'm not coming in on Saturday.
I'm not coming in tomorrow.
Why are you in on a Friday?
That's your birthday.
Yeah, it's your birthday.
We got a special guest on the phone.
Oh, for
who's there?
Hello, hello. Who's there?
Former, what's going on? Happy birthday, buddy. It's Trey.
Oh, so now I can get a hold of you. Hey, when I'm looking for scoops, I can't find you. Now you're all over me. Thanks, Connie. How are you?
They're good. If there's a party, I'm ready. Like, Rhett came in on Friday. That's a big thing, boy. You guys are going to have some fun today.
Yeah. Well, that's very nice. Thank you.
What's
it like turning 40, Craig?
I don't even feel 40. Like, you're a little different because you're probably a little older than you actually are. But, hey, you know what? They're still young.
Dog years.
He's eating for a 50-year-old.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it's. I'm dealing with a lot of stuff, Craig. I'm dealing with a lot of stuff.
Long day. You're gonna have to go all the way to midnight with Red tonight. Like, boy, that's gonna put a couple more years on you right there.
Yeah, sure.
We just spent 4 days together, Connie. You should have joined us. No, you didn't.
I'm up in Buffalo, Red. Just. Like a madman up here.
Are you stuck there?
No, I'm out of it now, but it was, they got 10 feet almost in 2 days. It's ridiculous.
I saw a picture of a car, and he'd wiped all the windows off, and he was driving down the street, and it still had like 8 feet on top of the roof.
It's ridiculous. Like, I'm like 5 feet in one day. I'm like, come on, this is enough. Yeah. I got out of there, though, so I was down in the Utica area, so it wasn't too bad.
Well, that's good. We're glad to hear you're all right. Thanks for calling, Connie. We appreciate it.
What's the big plan today? What do you guys got going? Anything fun?
Well, actually, we're going to Wild Rose Brewery to get our beer made. We've got the tasting party. December 10th. You're invited.
Book your calendar, Connie.
You're invited to come. Retro and I are doing up beers, so it may or may not be any good.
No, you have a good day, Boomer. Hey, guys, you have fun. We'll
all right.
See you later.
Thanks, Connie.
Okay.
There you go. All the way from Buffalo.
Utica,
New York.
The text line reminding you that now that you're 40, you get to go through one of the more exciting medical procedures that men get to do in their life.
Well, of course.
It's turn and cough day, apparently. For
yeah.
You.
No, they do the blood work now.
Is it blood work now?
Yeah, you don't have to do the...
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Not good.
No?
No.
Not excited?
No. No.
Is it a midlife?
Yeah.
He's talking about buying a car. Of course it's a midlife.
T-tops.
Yeah. Textbook.
No, I told Pinder when I came in, I just about fell asleep coming into work today.
Well, it was the train. You were all worried about the train last night when
I
we
was
got home.
Worried. Did you hear about the train? The transit. C-train. Lots
derailed.
Of things going on. I'm like, how am I going to get to work? What am I going to do?
But you're here.
Make sure you stand behind that yellow line. That's a big thing there on the C-train.
I'm here, all right. But no, my wife's out of town, so I got to take care of the kids. So that's my plans.
You gonna get into some maybe some nice drink when you put the kids to sleep tonight?
The Kraken.
Out the dark rum.
Get out the Kraken.
There was some Kraken made its way in my suitcase for the
got another call.
You got a special caller. Hello, caller.
Hey,
who's this?
I want to know one question. It's King.
Oh boy.
I want to two questions for Boomer. Number one, would you completely agree that you outkicked your coverage when it comes to your wife?
every time there's a conversation between Ken and I, at some point he brings up the point that yes, I have certainly outkicked my car. I'm over my skis in terms of
my greatest
drive.
The greatest overachievement of your life.
Yeah. Well, hey.
But more importantly, I was just thinking about your mother 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that working?
Yeah, it's just a great day.
How big were you? Like, were you like a 70-pound baby, or
I'm not sure.
All head?
Yeah, and not very long. It was all girth,
head and calves.
Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, apparently that genetic experiment worked. So
yeah,
that's awesome. Hey, listen, happy birthday, you.
Yeah,
dope.
Yeah, thanks. Did you when you turned 40? Did you struggle with it a little bit?
I can't remember. That was so long ago.
Did you buy a car?
Remember.
You're thinking about buying a car now, Ken.
No, actually, I stole a car. It happened to be my brother's, but that's all right.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you know, buy a car, have a cigar, and head for the proctologist as you were previously
that's
advised.
That's right.
Thanks for calling, Ken.
Keep your head up.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.
Ken King, President CEO of the Flames.
I got another caller. Hello, caller.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, Mr. Treliving, how are you today?
Oh, geez.
Good, how are you doing?
We're doing good. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, well, I was just shocked. I heard it was Boomer's birthday, so I wanted to wish him a happy 50th.
Yeah.
It's 40th, there's no way it's 40th.
Uh-huh.
40th in the rearview mirror a long time ago.
I've been debating that for a long time myself. I'm like, there's no way you're 2 years older than I am. This is not even possible.
No. I'd like to see a birth certificate.
I know. Well, it's kind of like Rhett was saying, and it feels like dog years.
Yeah.
Anytime I have to go up or down a flight of stairs, I'm like, geez, I'm not going to make it to 40.
Those hips.
Well, this is, boy, what a coincidence that everybody just happens to be calling in. It's
isn't that amazing?
It really is, yeah. It's really quite
Well, when I woke up today and looked at it and I had that, I've got this date circled in a big red dot in my in my calendar, so we wanted to make sure we called in and wish you a good one and have a great day. And I know you'll be surrounded by a lot of friends and whatnot, wishing you the best. So congratulations.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. We'll see you soon. What happened to your team last night?
Yeah, happy birthday, Boom. Okay, let's just stick with the
all right.
Birthday, okay?
Thanks, Brad. Talk to you soon.
Well done. Connie, Ken King, Treliving, right out of the chutes.
I'm very important.
Coney Island?
Yeah.
Some
Coney
monkey
Island.
Bars.
Good day.
Yeah, sure.
He's like one of those Cuban pitchers. Like, he says he's 40, yes. But he's got to be a fake birth certificate just to keep his him a little more attractive on the free agent market.
Yeah.
No way he gets that wife if she knows he's 10 years older than he says he is.
Yeah. It's not funny.
What?
This whole thing is not.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, it's great.
What do you mean it's not funny? This is
you not know, funny. I know
high
it's
level
very
celebrities
serious.
Calling in.
40. That's very nice. I appreciate the gesture and all of that, and I appreciate the gentleman for phoning in. 40s.
That cigar.
40's no good.
Why?
It's no good.
Well, it's better than 60.
Well, yeah, but by 60, it's like, well, now I'm, you know.
40's a new 30, they say.
No, they don't say that.
No, it's true. I'm just trying to make you feel better.
They can say it.
40's the same old 40.
It's hey, just. Hey, Boom.
Yeah, Jay.
Bonton coming in today.
Oh,
giant
baby.
Delivery. Huge. Ridiculous amount of food coming in from Bonton.
I think it's going to be big.
Is that right?
It's a cheat day, Boomer.
It's a cheat day. It's been a cheat week.
I'm excited. If you're not excited, I'm excited.
Well, I
meat pies, then we're going to Wild Rose later. Come on, Boom. You should be happy.
Yeah, I'm usually fairly good at sniffing this stuff out, but I've been out of town. But I did get the heads up that you had been sniffing around what date. Because out of the blue, my wife gets a text from your wife. It's like, oh, say hoopy doo.
Oh, your lights. Wife's too doesn't keep her yap shut, eh?
No.
She's gonna run to Boom Boom.
No, I just that's you know how ladies are.
Yeah, they're oblivious.
Yeah,
that's how they are.
That's right.
Boom.
So we got Bonton coming in. Why
Is the
don't
phone ringing?
Are we going to talk about the hockey game for us?
I don't think anybody cares. They played well enough.
Yeah, they split with two of the best teams in the West. Jersey on Saturday. They can go 4-1 on the homestand. Boomer's birthday. Let's move along.
They should have got stomped in Chicago. It's kind of evened itself out.
I agree.
Ken King keeps trying to call back.
Well, let him on. He's Ken King.
His phone's not working.
Oh, okay.
I can ask if he's calling back through text message.
Well, he is. I mean, Jay just confirmed that. That, there is something weird with the phone line.
So the Flames three-game streak comes to an end last night. The giveaways kind of being the story of this hockey game. You look at the three goals that went in. I mean, maybe not the Clendenning one so much, but it certainly the last one, and that's going to be the one that people are going to have a hard time with.
Didn't like the Carcillo either.
Yeah, the Carcillo probably saved that.
Could have stopped that.
Seabrook likely shouldn't have that much time and space in the slot. Now, granted, Kane makes and creates that for him
exactly.
And then threads the pass across. He is that guy.
When Kane makes a great play, what are you going to do?
He's fantastic, right?
Yeah, real, real good.
And you saw it. Like, goal, assist.
Remember last year? They were on that streak. They hadn't lost.
Yeah.
And he turned it over with a minute left, and the Flames scored, and they were going to win.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Kane goes,
nope.
That was my fault. Got I it. Guess I better go score two.
Yeah. Didn't he get it to Hossa to tie it and then scored it in the shootout?
Either way, it was him dominating and just saying, no, I screwed that up. I better get it back.
Yeah.
And there was nothing you could do.
And there's nothing to him.
Here's the thing that sticks out for me the last two games. The good teams, and they're great players, and they can do it to everyone. But what I did notice is when the other teams wanted to get it down low and cycle, their Flames struggled.
Yeah.
They
especially
get it down low.
Pairings off the ice, right?
Yeah, they get it down low, the other teams, and they get it in that end. And, I mean, there were times it was down there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that with Anaheim, too, especially Smeed and England. The foot speed with those guys isn't great, so it's tough to get that puck back. And with Russell gone, you notice it more.
Yep, it's sticking out in my mind, and I don't know. It's the defense, but it's also the size of forwards.
Plus, giving up leads, or at least giving up letting teams take the lead early and then having to come back. It's great that you came back on Anaheim, and it's admirable the way you came back before the first period was even over. It kept the crowd involved, and it was just don't go down 2-0.
Two things about that. It's a bad habit because you're not going to come back all the time. And secondly, if you want to be a playoff team, you better start learning how to play with a lead.
Yeah.
There's some learning curve there. It doesn't just happen. You got to get good at winning those. You're up a goal going into the third. Can you shut it down? Can you just close it off and say, no, sorry, not happening. We're up. You don't score.
Yeah.
And because they've been behind, they don't have to play that way. They've been fortunate to come back and win, but that, like I said, that's not going to continue all season.
No, it can't. No team has long-term success except with that going on.
You don't win 40% of your games and you're trailing after 40. You just don't.
Yeah, like, you might win. Because we talked about that, what, yesterday or 2 days ago, that they lead the league in third period goals and how they had their record after trailing after 40.
4-6.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Back to the phone. Hello, caller.
Happy birthday, Boomer. How's it going, big man?
Hello, Henry Burris. Wow. Wow.
Man, look at you, 21 years old, man.
I know,
man. Congratulations.
I can finally go out and have a drink. It's fantastic.
We can go to Vegas finally, buddy.
That's right. And I'd be down for that. Wow, this is to what? This now it's a big deal when Smiling Hank starts getting on the phone. How are you, pal? Long time no talk. What's new?
Well, you know, I'm missing the winning times, but, you know, we're building something special. But, you know, everything's been great. The family and I made the move here to Ottawa, and it's such a great city out here. We're loving it.
You're not, but it's no Calgary, right?
Yeah, you know, two different worlds.
Yeah,
two different worlds, totally. Two different worlds, totally. Calgary is Calgary. We miss it every day. But, you know, for us, we're closer to family being out here. And of course, you know, this is where our kind of our roots are now. You know what I mean? With building something special with the Red Blacks here. And wanted to make sure the family was all a part of it as well.
Yeah. How would you, I guess, describe the year? Frustrating, because no one likes to go a full season with hardly any victories. But the crowd, the sellouts and all, and like you say, kind of building a brand to be part of that. How would you, I guess, describe it for us?
Well, one thing I told a good friend yesterday, he kind of asked me the same question, and he works with the Chicago Bears, and he's like, so how was it? I was like, well, now I know the difference between turning an organization around that's already been in existence and building something from scratch and expansion. I mean, definitely it's a much different type of experience, especially when you bring 60-something guys together. And, of course, in our case, probably 85% of the guys didn't know Ottawa was the capital of Canada. They thought it was Toronto. And you're trying to teach them a three-down game, and, you know, they're used to playing a four-down game. And in many cases, a lot of guys couldn't read coverages, and so they were learning that on the fly. And, of course, we had so much turnover with injuries and trying out new people that certain guys are getting off of Air Canada or WestJet, and we're putting the pads on them while they're walking through the airport because they had a game that same day. And so, I mean, it was a big-time experiment. But going forward, it's going to be something special. But trust me, I mean, being used to the output as far as within the offense that I've been a part of, it was definitely a frustrating year because to be the lowest scoring offense in the league is something I definitely have never experienced. And this was the first time for that. But I can promise you this won't happen again next year.
Well, I'm just looking here. As a 1975 birth year, you better enjoy it too, these 30s, while you still can there, Mr. Hank.
Hey, like Jay-Z said, 30s are the new 20s, man.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, man. That means a lot. It's really nice to hear from you. I know that good to hear your family's doing well, and obviously I think people are still very much pulling for you here in Calgary.
Hey, definitely. I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for all the local charities in and around Calgary, what you've done for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. I want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And I know you got some special events planned to celebrate the big day. I'm pretty sure it's a bash week for you, or maybe even a month. But, hey, man, you truly deserve for all the hard work you've done, and enjoy every moment, every second of it.
Thanks, Hank. Good to talk to you. Hey, appreciate that.
Hey, happy birthday, buddy. Take care
now. There you go. Henry Burris, former Stampeder, good guy. 7:22. It's been quite a start. Yeah. Can we go to break now? Any more calls, Jay? Oh, no more calls, eh? Very nice. Thank you, gentlemen. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 mornings with Boomer in the Morning on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960. Sportsnet 960 mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
It is 7:31. We're not going to waste time. So is it like a medley of Boomer's greatest hits this morning? Is that what the artist of the day is? We're just kind of in and out? You got to turn your thing. Oh, you got to turn.
Boomer's favorite 40.
Oh, yeah.
40 favorite.
We'll put them together.
It's Boomer's Top 40.
It's great.
Featuring Dean Mulberg.
The East and West Finals coming up this weekend in the Canadian Football League. We'll get into it with Stephen Brunt.
Stephen Brunt, brought to you by Eastside Kia. Winterfest is on now. Save $1,500 on a 2015 Kia Sorento. Now just $75 weekly. Plus, get no-charge winter tires. Visit EastsideKia.ca.
Good morning, Stephen. How are things?
Good day.
It's a good day. It's Friday. We got some football this weekend.
I got one question for you, Mr. Brunt.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, shoot.
How stupid is Toronto?
Just
the general breakdown of the stupidity that is Toronto.
Okay. Let's start with specifics, though.
The fact that the Leafs are going to ban people from throwing jerseys on the ice, and then now the Leafs, when they win, will not salute the fans. We are not your team.
It
speaks
something.
To stupidity.
Yeah, I guess. Or desperation or something.
Childishness.
Childishness. Yeah, I don't know quite what's going on. It's been a bit of a roller coaster the last couple of weeks. So they go from being the worst team on earth to, a team that looks really good like they did last night. And no one quite knows what to make of them. But when they're the worst team on earth, the siege mentality creeps in. And, you've got a couple of, your two best players on the team, Phaneuf and Kessel, are guys who don't like particularly to communicate and are uncomfortable being the spokesman for the team. So that, and then they're surrounded by more media, more microphones, more cameras than anywhere else anywhere else in hockey. So you combine that with, intensive interest, 40 years of futility, and two guys who don't really want to be playing that role. I guess that's what you wind up with.
And it goes deeper. I mean, you get NFL teams wanting to play in your city. You can't come out to support them. The Argonauts, nobody will watch that. Let's really beat up on them a bit if we can.
Well, there is a lot of nose turning up about stuff. Like, you're right about that, right? That, the Argonauts are a non-issue. No one cares about the Argonauts. But, the Bills playing there once a year, that's not good enough because they're not our team. But, of course, if we really had an NFL team, of course, everyone would show up, although I'm not sure about that. It is a funny town, and I can say it. Look, I'm a Hamilton guy. I live down the road. I'm an outsider looking in, and I've always thought it had kind of a peculiar sports culture and a weird level of insecurity for a great big world-class city. And that, it's funny, that never really seems to go away as much as, everybody acknowledges that it's, in a lot of ways it's a great place. But, the way it's expressed through sports, there's always kind of a weird chip-on-the-shoulder element that I don't fully understand.
Let's talk football. The rest versus, rust or whatever you want to call it conversation will be going on in Hamilton and Calgary. Do you buy into that, or does it? Because I don't know. Last year, the Stampeders came in with a bunch of injuries, and they just did not play well. I don't know if one led to the other. You hope that they're able to keep things together a little bit more this year. But where do you fall in on the teams that get the bye? Is it that big of an advantage?
Well, I'll tell you, if I'm riding John Cornish and his health is an issue, and an extra week is going to help him be closer to 100%. I'll take that over anything. I think he is so fundamental that I would take that. And I think for Hamilton as well, they were just, they were beat up at the end of the year. They had a lot of injury issues. Even in that last game against Montreal, Caleros, I'm sure he was concussed, although no one seems to have acknowledged that. And the guy went right back and stayed in the game. Without him, they don't have a shot. So, they may be a little rustier than the teams they're going to play. But I think if you're going to kind of do the cost-benefit analysis, the benefit of full health with some important people will outweigh the cost of, not having played for a week. So I think for both those teams, it's really important, but especially for the Stamps, right? You got to have your number one weapon there. And, he's had such a tough year that I think giving him an extra week to get ready is a great thing.
Home field, I feel like it'll be a big thing for Hamilton. Maybe I'm wrong. I just feel like with the stadium and with how much excitement there was down the stretch for the team within that new building, I feel like that could be a bonus for them. I don't know about here because when Saskatchewan came in, it was almost split. I don't think it'll be quite as bad with the Eskimos. I guess just as far as home field, do you see it being more of an advantage for one than the other?
It's seems to have been a big, you know, Hamilton, so they haven't still been lost there, right? So it, you know, and they were, you know, they were wandering for a year and a bit, you know, playing in Guelph, playing at McMaster, not having their own dressing room, you know, they're dressing down at the team offices in downtown and then busing everywhere. So they seem, the team seems to appreciate having a place to play. And, you know, it's a different vibe there. It's not like Ivor Wynn, which was kind of rough and dirty and, you know, intimidating, I think, for visiting teams. Although, you know, it's not like Hamilton won every game at Ivor Wynn. But for whatever reason, this place, they seem to have kind of, part of the identity of that team, and it's a really, it was the youngest team in the league. You know, and part of their coming together late in the year seems to have been connected with them, you know, having their own place to play, which is, you know, sounds kind of weird, but I think it's actually a bit, it's true at least for this season. So I think they do have an advantage there. And I, you know, I would assume, you know, you're not gonna have the Saskatchewan effect, because you don't have the Saskatchewan effect with anybody else, right? It's not like, you know, 20,000 Eskimo fans are suddenly going to show up in Calgary. They don't travel like, no one travels like Saskatchewan people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would, you know, I would think that's, I would think McMahon's going to be pretty red on the weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And saw numbers yesterday in the flirting or at 30,000. So that's what we want to see. Stephen Brunt on the Lube City Mobile One Sportsnet hotline. Mobile One, the official motor oil of NASCAR and Lube City Express oil change. The Blue Jay faithful got a chance to see their newest member in Blue Jay colors yesterday. Russell Martin comes in. He's excited about the contract, obviously, but he's also excited to go home. And Alex Anthopoulos, this was the most aggressive, he says, that he's ever been in terms of landing a free agent. Do you like this marriage?
Yeah, I do. Well, I know. I'll tell you, Alex, he's the guy, you know, Alex wanted. And the number one, and you know, when I heard that, I was one of the people who were surprised, because, you know, you've got a catcher, you've got other issues, you need a second baseman, you need a left fielder, probably, you know, you need somebody to close in the bullpen, and you're going to get a catcher, and you've already got one. But they like a lot of stuff about this guy. You know, they like him defensively, they like him as an athlete, they like him in the room. You know, they want to, they're obviously trying to change the culture here as well as change the lineup. And you know, I think it was a surprising first piece, but when you see how this thing's going to fit together, and plus they backloaded the money on that contract. I think we talked about this a little earlier in the week, which yeah. they have a fair bit of financial flexibility right now to go out and take a run at Andrew Miller if they want to, or even Sandoval if they want to. So I'm not saying they're going to get those guys, and I don't think they're, you know, they're still not going to go over their 5-year limit for contracts, I don't think, but they've got more wiggle room right now than, you know, and I think they have also, you know, if you look at the guys they've let go, you know, Lind, Rasmus, Jansen to a degree, you know, those are baseball decisions, but I think those were also based on what they thought the mood of the room was. And I think we're looking at a pretty transformative offseason that is not done, and you're going to have a very different looking team on the field come April. You know, not just different in terms of positions, but it's going to have a different vibe to it. Now, does that guarantee you contend? You know, no. But they're taking their shot here. And I'm impressed with the kind of bold strokes. I think that's what the fans wanted, and I think that's what they had to do.
We got about 60 seconds. Torrey Hunter, the other name, and that would speak to, you know, a guy that's over his prime, I would think, but another guy very much respected within a clubhouse.
Yeah, you don't need him in, you know, you don't need him to play center. You know, you can put him in left. So, you know, I don't like him on the turf. That's the one issue. I just wonder if a guy that age with a bit of an injury history would break down on that turf.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think you're going to see somebody I don't think Melky's coming back. So I think you're going to see somebody like him in left field, and I think they're going to give Pompey a real chance to win the center field job. But, yeah, I'm really interested still in how they, you know, solve the infield issue and who's going to close. I still think those are the two biggies.
Thank you, Steve. Have a fine weekend. We will talk to you next week. Go Ticats.
And have a fine birthday celebration, sir.
Yes, thank you, Steve. Talk to you next week.
You're much older than that.
You thought I was much older. Well, thanks.
Your taste in music suggested that.
Yeah. No, I get that a lot. Thanks, Steve. There he is. That's
Stephen Brunt. Brought to you by Eastside Kia. Winterfest is on now. Save $1,500 on a 2015 Kia Sorento. Now just $75 weekly. Plus, get no-charge winter tires. Visit EastsideKia.ca.
It's 7:41. We are going to chat with Elliot Friedman coming up. but apparently there's another phone call. Good morning.
Good morning. Have I got you there?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Cam Moon.
Oh.
Yeah, Mooner!
Mooney!
You are old.
Uh-huh.
Boom. This is wonderful.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
You've come so far, too.
Moon, you should see we're on vacation here kind of last week, and all he does is go on the internet, look at a 79 Trans Am. T-tops, just pumped.
Eastbound and down.
It's a midlife crisis, Moon.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, Moon is a guy that drove a Camaro with T-tops into his 40s, so maybe we are more alike than even we admit.
We are. So, we are. You're right.
Now you've been in the 40s for a little bit. Was the flipping the switch? Was it a difficult one?
I'm not in my 40s. I've been in denial for years.
Oh, okay. Good.
You're 33, right, Mom?
Yeah.
I see how you look compared to Boomer.
Yeah.
And you know my maturity level. I'm not above about 15.
Well, yeah. Now that your kids are older and leaving the house, you're dropping in age.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they passed me in maturity years ago.
Yeah. How far?
I think it's the state of mind.
How far I've come. Yeah, about 140 clicks from Red Deer. That's how far I've come.
A couple inches on the belt.
Yeah.
It's it's a long ways from the same guy that was running in the back shot of Hockey Night in Canada's After Hours in the playoffs in Edmonton. And I text you and say, how many times are you going to walk through that shot? And you text back, one more, and you wheel through and give me the side glance as you're going through the shot. Poor Scott Oak is trying to do After Hours. And you wear a path in the carpet in behind him.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting texts from guys in Manitoba. Okay, you got to walk through the shot. They're talking to Mike Pekka. Go walk through the shot. So I'd walk through the shot. Yeah! And then Moon's on the blower. How many more? Yeah, one more.
One more.
Then I gave you the old stink eye.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Well, it's really great to hear from you.
Well, God knows we don't talk very much.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the call. And you're
go Rebels.
You're in on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm in on Sunday. You know where to find me.
Yeah, very good.
If you're allowed out.
Are you going to crush some popcorn by chance?
I might crush a little corn.
Yeah.
If you're there and get a chance to put down those Hitman pom-poms and pop up and see me, that'd be great.
Thanks, Mooner.
Are you dropping the puck?
No, I'm not dropping the puck.
He's not giving out any awards to Gio with a red scarf either.
So glad you could take time out of your day to call. Really appreciate it. Yeah, old balls. Thanks, Moon.
See ya.
There you go. Cam Moon.
Voice of the Rebels right there, kids.
He's a good boy. 7:45, Elliot Friedman coming. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Morning Hockey Talk with Boomer. Only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Man, we just keep rolling. We're hard to keep up. 7:52 already. On a Friday morning. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Derek Wills, his thoughts on the defeat last night for the Calgary Flames at the hands of the Chicago Blackhawks, a close one. And then in studio, Theo Fleury. His new book, Conversations with a Rattlesnake. We'll get Theo in and chat about his latest endeavor. But right now, NHL Insider.
Sportsnet 960 Hockey Insider Elliot Friedman is brought to you by Eastside Kia. Winterfest is on. Get 0% for up to 84 months and don't make a payment until 2015 or up to a $6,000 cash bonus. Visit EastsideKia.ca.
Good morning, Elliot. How's the week been?
The week's gotten pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Back from Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
But we're
turning 40.
But we're schnooking, so it's good.
Turning 40.
Yes, happy birthday, sir. You don't look a day over 50.
Shut up, Friedman. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Question. Has Slava Voynov played his last game in the National Hockey League?
Oh, you know, it's funny. I was actually asked that yesterday by a buddy of mine, just a guy who's, you know, a casual fan. And, you know, because we really don't know what happened between him and his wife, it's impossible to answer that question. I think what we're seeing, though, is clearly that the NHL is following the Adrian Peterson situation. Player gets in trouble. Player suspended with pay, you know, kept away from everything, but he still collects the salary. And then at some point, the Islanders go with a hard punishment. And when they go through the courts, and after that's over, the NFL comes with more. Now, so what I guess is we won't see another NHL move until, you know, after his whole situation is done, and then they decide, okay, is there more of a punishment coming? And I think that's the question we have at this point in time.
Yeah, because already you're hearing, because again, Slava Voynov has been arraigned on the charges of domestic abuse. And yep. He's flirting with deportation, which obviously you would think would spell the end. What about? And again, it's secondary to that because that's, you know, an awful situation for everybody there. What about the? Because I know Dean Lombardi's been quite vocal about it. He remains on their salary cap, which has really put them in a tough spot to
a
get.
Bind.
Yeah, yep. Because they're flirting with the cap. Is there not something, I mean, do you agree with it, I suppose? It's in the CBA.
I just don't know what else they're going to do, because I think at the end of the day, they're leaving it open to, let's see what happens in terms of the court system to decide how badly I get charged or what happens. And then, you know, the way the leagues are going to do it now, and Ray Rice has changed everything, is before, you know, you get your issue. The league would suspend or whatever the league wanted to do, and then when it was over, everybody moved on. And what Ray Rice has kind of said is, you have to make sure the punishment is strong enough, because if the audience declares that the punishment you give a guy is not strong enough, then you're in trouble. And you know, people are saying right now they want more serious punishments. So you kind of have to sit there and say, okay, we're going to suspend you indefinitely and we'll figure this out later. I don't think fans right now of sports are going to allow you to do it any other way, Dean. So that's kind of the way reason we're kind of stuck in this process, because you're sitting here, you have to do something because people will demand it. But you can't say for sure what it's going to be, because if it's not a good enough punishment, people will rip you for that too. So you're kind of stuck playing it out this way, and there's really no other way to do it.
There's some online reports this morning, and I'm not sure if you have anything on it, but Mike Hyka, one of the beat writers around the Dallas Stars, his sources, and it's been talked about, but his sources telling him that a contract extension with Jason Spezza is done to the tune 4 years, $7.5 million. Do you have anything on that?
Yes, I do think he is correct. I think that one of the reasons they haven't done it is that the Stars were going very poorly, and they didn't want to announce it while the team was going badly. You know, it's funny. I was checking with Chuck Fletcher this week about a contract extension for Michael Granlund, and he said, you know, we haven't really worked on it that much because we were going into a bad stretch, and you don't want to be announcing individual deals while you're in a bad spot. And I think that's exactly what the Dallas Stars were talking about themselves. You know, they had just one win at home. They weren't doing very well. You don't want to be announcing, you know, big $30 million extensions while your team's got one win at home and everything's going badly. So I think now that they won last night, they got a bit of breathing room. I think you'll see them announce that.
I know you're always working through the week, getting ready for the big show on Saturday. Any tips? Anything you can give us?
I don't think there's anything really new or any particular stories I'm working on right now. I'm actually working on some stuff for the future that I think will be pretty good. And when we get there, I will be happy to divulge it to you. I will tell you this. I am working on making sure that my stool, when adjusted, is even with the other people's, and my head isn't, you know, 6 inches above everybody else.
Oh, you know what? I've moved past it.
Okay.
I
had people telling me this week that you're uneven and your head's above the other people.
So I'm not the only one that's obviously got an issue.
No, you're not. I have to tell you this. Yeah. There's more than just you.
Okay, now the last one for you. I know you're highly intelligent.
Okay.
What in heaven's name are the Anaheim Ducks doing trading for Rennie Bork?
They couldn't do it on waivers because they needed to have money out. So now all of a sudden they have Brian Allen going the other way. I just think that they feel that they don't like their mix offensively. Bob Murray admitted that he doesn't like his wingers. He wanted to put some pressure on them. Even though his cap hits 3.3, the cash is only 2.5. And when you're a budget team like Anaheim is, that's big. And you know what? He scored 8 goals in the playoffs last year, Dean. They're hoping they catch lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, no, he's when you need someone to come through for you, it's Rennie Bork. That's what my experience has taught me.
Somebody got you some sarcasm for your birthday. Yeah. Eh?
So they've got just so I know, they've got Danny Heatley and Rennie Bork. That's fantastic.
Yes, they do. You know what? I actually have to tell you, the first guy who's put it that way for me this week.
Yeah,
yes, you know what? There you go.
And
yes,
I'm sure
you are correct.
I'm sure Rennie will really fit in a hot weather market where there's no pressure. That'll really rejuvenate
his motivation.
Career. Yeah, that's exactly what he needs.
Well, you know what? He had pressure in Calgary, he had pressure in Montreal. He didn't fulfill. Maybe this is the right spot.
Yeah, maybe.
Is he going to work harder with suntan over under the equipment? I don't know. We'll see.
I always do. I always work harder when I'm tanned. It's a good mental thing.
There you go. Thank you, Elliot. What? Yeah. Sorry, I didn't want to jump in on you.
Well, I was going to say, you know what? He almost lost his NHL job. We'll see if it makes a difference.
Sure. Yeah, we'll
Come
see.
On, I'm just trying to set it up.
Yeah, I know you are. Thanks, Elliot. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, have a great weekend, guys.
You bet.
Sportsnet 960 Hockey Insider Elliot Friedman is brought to you by Eastside Kia. Winterfest is on. Get 0% for up to 84 months and don't make a payment until 2015 or up to a $6,000 cash bonus. Visit eastsidekia.ca.
Just after 8 o'clock, quick break, about 90 seconds. We're coming back in the 8 o'clock. Theron Fleury in studio. His new book is out. We're going to chat about the journey to and beyond, what got him to put those words down on paper. And next, Derek Wills, play-by-play voice of the Flames, a 4-3 defeat last night at home. They look to get back on the horse against the Devils coming up this weekend. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.